This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2274, Transforming Worry into Loving Energy by Shayna Olmsted of shaynaolmsted.com. And I'm Justin Mollick. We're going to continue talking about worry today, so let's jump right into another article as we optimize your life. Transforming Worry into Loving Energy by Shayna Olmsted of shaynaolmsted.com. It's easy to forget our spiritual tools, especially when we are tired or stressed or have PMS or for any number of other reasons. This is why consistent practice is so important in order to remember the truth as much as we can. The truth to keep at top of mind is that we are lovely spiritual beings made of light, that the more we practice keeping ourselves at a high vibration, the more positive and magical our life becomes, that worry, doubt, anger, and fear are an illusion, that there are no problems, that everything is made of energy and subject to the laws of quantum physics, that worry doesn't help anything. Worrying about a situation actually sends negative energy to it and makes it harder to resolve. The best way to move through a situation with ease is to picture it with gratitude in a whole and completely beautiful state, to send it loving energy, even if that doesn't make any logical sense at all. I practice holding these ideas in my consciousness all of the time. I have practices that I do daily that help me remember. Because I am a human, I have lots of reminders and tools to keep me in the flow of high vibrational energy all day long. I've had a few moments of being reminded of how powerful consciously focusing my energy is lately. I've been in contact with a business connection recently and was waiting for a response. I was forgetting about it most of the time, but sometimes when it would cross my mind, I would wonder why they hadn't responded yet. I was in the part of my monthly cycle where it's a little more difficult to not worry about things. Ladies, anyone understand this? My higher self and consciousness understood that all is always well. There's absolutely nothing to worry about. I mean, everything is working out for my highest good. My cute little brain was trying to tell me things like, they will never respond, and this is a problem. Again, I knew this was not true and was able to observe my thoughts, but the reality of them responding was still not happening. My PMS faded, and I finally remembered that in order to shift things, I have to shift my energy about it. Duh, I know all of this. So I immediately sent the person I wanted to respond to me lovely, sparkly energy full of love. I imagined white sparkly light surrounding them and felt much lighter. Literally 8 minutes later, they responded to me. The same morning right after this happened, I was feeling great and in the flow. I was in my office a little before work, took a bathroom break, and started sending a friend the same sparkly, loving energy. I'm not kidding when I say as soon as I sat back down at my desk, this same friend called me. This is a wonderful woo-woo soul sister of mine, so I was able to explain what had just happened, and we both got to celebrate together. So fun. It's so exciting to remember that I am a magical, manifesting being, that when I'm able to get out of my mundane, fear-based mind, beautiful things can happen. Another example of this came when I was buying a house a couple of years ago. There were multiple offers on the house I wanted. I'd already been outbid on a couple of other houses as well. Most of the people around me were full of stress and fear about the housing market and the low inventory available. I was able to remember from the very beginning of the negotiation that my only job was to hold high energy for myself and the situation and to send positive energy to the all involved. I practiced my frequency all day long, doing lots of things to stay feeling in a good place. I was also constantly sending loving energy to the sellers of the house, the real estate agents involved, and the house itself. I was feeling grateful energy for the whole experience and appreciating everyone on all sides instead of sitting and worrying if I'd get the house or feeling frustrated or angry at the other bidders or the realtors. This worked magically, and I was able to get the house I wanted. I'm not saying that this is always easy, and it does take practice. It can also feel a little unnatural at the beginning if you're used to holding fear or frustration about things that are not working in your life. It also feels so much better and softer than these negative emotions. You can feel a difference in the energy in your body when you're sending healing energy versus worry. It reduces stress chemicals like cortisol in the body and brings you into a more peaceful and relaxed state. Once you start seeing the positive effects that this way of being in the world brings, it will continue to grow the momentum. It begins to be easier to send love and light towards negative people in your life, and it feels more difficult to worry. You'll start to see situations transform from dark to light. You'll begin to trust this more and more. You'll gain your own personal evidence that you are a powerful spiritual being and capable of more than you ever imagined. I'd encourage you to start practicing this in your own life. It's okay to start small and say that you want someone to respond to you like I did. Just try letting go of the needing it to happen and sending positive energy towards that person. See if that changes anything about the interaction and how you feel about it. It's pretty simple. Just send positive vibes towards everything all the time, especially if you forget and slip into worry or fear. As soon as you can, get back into the place where you feel good enough to channel positive, loving energy to the person or situation involved. You just listened to the post titled Transforming Worry into Loving Energy by Shayna Olmsted of shaynaolmsted.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. And thank you to Shayna. When authors talk about tools and daily practices that help them remember, like she did at the beginning of the post, I love that because it's exactly what we're doing here with this show for both you and me. This is a place where we can remind ourselves of what's good in our lives, some ideas to improve, things to try, ideas to engage, because reading something one time just doesn't cut it, at least for me. But an ongoing daily reminder will actually have an impact over time. It's so important. I know it's worked for me and hopefully it's continuing to work for you. So keep it up, have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.